This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller testified at two hearings on Capitol Hill Wednesday as lawmakers tried to out more information from him about what his investigation found. While Mueller revealed very little not already in the report, President Trump had plenty to say about the day's proceedings. He defended the Republicans at the hearings who defended him and his presidency.
They were really defending our country. More than anything else, they were defending our country. But they were warriors, and they've been warriors for a long time. And everybody knew it was a hoax, especially the Democrats.
And he had strong criticism for Mueller and the work his team did.
I think Robert Mueller did a horrible job, both today and with respect to the investigation. But in all fairness to Robert Mueller, he had nothing to work with.
Mueller emphatically denied that the probe was a witch hunt or a hoax. At the end of the day, very little new information had come out, except that Mueller's team chose not to subpoena the president because they didn't want a long legal battle. Mueller also noted it is against Justice Department policy to indict a sitting president. A suspected al-Shabaab suicide bomber has killed at least six people and injured six others, including the mayor of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Security officials said the bomber attacked the officials at the local government headquarters there on Wednesday. Al-Shabaab does claim responsibility for that attack. The terrorist group says it was targeting the UN special envoy to Somalia, James Swan, who had been at the building earlier in that day. Swan has strongly condemned the attack. At a news conference shortly after the bombing, Somalia's information minister said two district commissioners and three regional directors were among the dead. This is